Siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu osipha lelithuba namhlanje kusini.
We thank the Lord so much for granting us this opportunity this morning.
Sithanda ukuba sinibingelele bazalwane noma kuphi lapho nizitholani lalele khona lenkonzo namhlanje kusini.
Brethren, we'd like to greet all of you wherever you may find yourself listening to this message.
Kumusa kuyinhlanhla esithola ingasifanele kuNkulunkulu ukuba sikwazi ukuba sihlangane.
This is grace. This is a privilege that we are not worthy of, that we may gather together listening to God's word.
Sithanda ukuthi ke kulolu suku olukhulu sifisele kakhulu inzalo abantu usuku oluhle olunesibusiso.
So on this day, this special day, we'd like to especially also wish all the mothers a very blessed Mother's Day.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngokuba nomama abafana nani kwangathi uNkulunkulu anganibusisa nelithokozele lolu suku.
We thank God for mothers like you, and may the Lord grant you a specially blessed day on this day.
Kuthi naka abancane nako baba ngengacabanga namhlanje kusini.
Now to those who are younger and also to the fathers, I thought this morning.
Thina sonke saba nenhlanhla ukuthi sibe nomama ngoba cishe sonke ukuze sibe khona kwaba ngenxa yokuthi kwaba khona umuntu obizwa ngokuthi ungowesifazane.
I thought we all have the privilege of having mothers because we are all in this world because of our mothers.
Manje bengicabanga ngibuka laphaya endlini ekhaya lami ngibona abantwana bakhona begijima betatazela belungisa benzela uma wabo ngamaamazi bemjabulela kulolu suku lwakhe.
And there in my home I saw the children rushing this way, that way, really very busy trying to prepare something to make this a very special day for their mothers.
Ngase ngicabanga ukuthi.
And then I thought,
bengebe yini into enhle noma into enhle iqhubeke njalo kungabi into yosuku nje olulodwa.
And I thought, wouldn't that be marvelous if it would be like that every day and not just on this day?
Ngaba nobuhlungu bokuthi kukhona mhlamba ubaba namhlanje kusini obefisa ngabe uyaqiqizela uyatatazela wenzela umama wakhe. Kodwa ngoba impilo yangaphambi ukuthi kufike lolu suku akusiyo impilo yokuphathana kahle. Yes, yokuphathana kahle kwenza ukuthi kube likhona namhlanje noma ekuzwa ukuthi ngabe uyakwenza kodwa ngoba kuyona into yakhona akangakwenza.
And then I thought, you know, maybe there may be some fathers, husbands, where they would have liked to do something special also for their wife, but because it's not part of their life, because of maybe the bad relationship between him and his wife, it just doesn't happen.
Izolo bengikwenye indawo ngibona ngothi abanomzane behlanganisa abanye becela kulabo abasizayo ezitolo ukuthi manje mawucabanga lokhu angakuthanda nje umama uma ngimthathela lokho.
Now yesterday I was in a certain shop and I saw some men there asking the shop assistants, what do you think? What would somebody like my wife appreciate? What gift would you recommend?
Ngacabanga ukuthi bayatatazela kodwa engabe impilo nje yokuhlala kungesilo lolu suku olukhethekile injani.
And then I wondered, yes, on this day, they're so busy trying to make it a special day, but what is their everyday life like and the relationship during their everyday life?
Nabantwana ngokunjalo ngibabona bayahlanganisa, abanye bayaphikisana ukuthi hayi, ngcono lokhu, hayi lokhu. Ngizibuza ukuthi engabe impilo nje uma kungesilo lolu suku injani noma mhlambe sesitatazela senza kahle ngoba nakho siphoqwa ukuthi yilolu suku.
And I saw the children, they busy trying to select a gift and having a debate. No, this is what mother would prefer. No, that one says, no, I think this would be better. But the everyday life and the everyday relationship with their parents, what is it like?
Kodwa kwangathi uNkulunkulu angasiza izinsuku ezifikayo ezikhethekile izinsuku eziphoqa abantu ukuthi mhlambe bazigubhe kube impilo yethu nje ukuthi siphilisana ngaleyo ndlela.
And so maybe they just do it because they almost feel forced. Well, this is a special day. But may it not be so with us. May that be our everyday life, that every day, such days that are special, would happen every day.
Ikhofi nje makumele litholakale umuntu esembedeni. Litholakale nje ngoba impilo yethu singaphoqwa isimo sosuku.
And if you take your parents, coffee and bed, may it not just happen on this special day, but may it be our daily life if that's what you do.
Uma ubaba ukujabulela ukuthi nje lifike iplate usubeka uhla ngothi udlulele kubekwe la kwini headboard udlusulele. Uma nje kuyinto enhle oyithandayo nawe ukuyenze nje umama akabeka uhla ngothi naye ashaye fork and knife ngabe yashayekelele ngohla ngothi ayishaye ngoba kuyinto enhle.
Now if you as the husband like to have your food in bed, lying on your side, eating with your fork and knife, well, then do it for your wife as well, because maybe she'd also enjoy that.
So,
in that, I'm saying, may the Lord bless
you.
Now, my mother is far away. But I have other mothers, very special mothers, that are close to me right here. And I thank God for them.
Abasemva kwami ubusuku nemini noma mhlambe mina ngingakhohlwa mhlambe ukuthandaza kodwa bona kukubo ukuthi babe semadolweni kwesinye isikhathi babe senyembezini benxusa benxusela mina.
And maybe you may see us continuing in the Lord, going forward and doing things. In the meantime, there are very special mothers behind us. Oh, let me not just speak in the plural. Let me say there are special mothers who stand behind me. And even though I should perhaps forget to pray, they never forget to bear me up in prayer and maybe sometimes even in tears.
Mhlambe mina uma wami ngavundla kuye esiswini uyakhohlwa mhlambe na usuku mhlambe engazalwa ngalo ukuthi mhlambe angifisele mhlambe uyakhohla noma kwesinye isikhathi mhlambe mayevuka ukuthi njengoba mhlambe kubanda kanje engabe indodana yami iphi yenzani kodwa labo mama bona bakhohlwa noma kuphakathi kobusuku mabazi ukuthi angilele ba noma ngikuphi lizofika ucingo usese right usaphila kusahamba kahle.
Maybe my mother who gave me birth may sometimes even forget my birthday. Maybe she might not be concerned, even if it's cold. Where is my son today? Maybe they forget about that. But these mothers, they never forget. And they would even sometimes in the middle of the night pick up a phone and call and say, how are you? Are you fine? Are you well? There where you are.
Ngathi banenzeko edlula ezika mama owangithwala inyanga ezunayo.
They have, so to say, birth pangs that are greater than those of my mother who gave me birth.
Ngokwenyama azange babe nabantwana kodwa ngokomoya bazele abantwana abangangehlabathi zolwandle.
Maybe physically they've never had children, But spiritually, they have children as many as the sand on the seashore that cannot be numbered.
Egameni ke lengane zonke eziningi ezingange ihlabathi zolwandle. Ngiyathanda ukuthi ngithi ekuseni namhlanje siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngokuba nomama abafana nomama uDube nomama uNcama.
And so on behalf of all the other children, as many as the sand grains on the seashores, I want to say to them, to Mama Dube and to Mama Ngam, thank you very much and may the Lord bless you.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngani neni yikho kithina nasemsebenzini kaNkulunkulu.
We thank the Lord for you, for that which you are to us and that which you are to the work of God.
Njoba sengishila abantu bangabona sikwazi ukuqhubeka mhlambe kube khona into esikwazi kuyibamba ibambeke hayi ngenxa yokuthi siyakwazi kodwa kungenxa yalabo abantu abamadolo abaphucukile abazinye mehlo abagcwele inyembezi benxusela thina hayi thina nje kanye nemndeni yethu.
And as I said, maybe it may seem as if we are able of doing something in the work of the Lord. It's not that we are able. It's due to their prayers. It's due to their scuffed knees, the time that they spend on their knees for us, the tears that they weep for us, and not only for us, but also for our families.
Thina siyaphumula. Thina masikushaya isikhathi sokulala, siyalala futhi kumele kwazeke nasendlini ukuthi sengilele. Kodwa bona noma ngasiphi isikhathi ezabe ingcingo, noma kuphakathi kobusuku, noma kuseyintatha zokusa, bahlezi belindele, belungele ukuba bakwazi ukuba basize njenganabazali bethu. Ngakho kwangathi uNkulunkulu angababusisa kulolu suku olukhethekile lomama.
And when it's time to sleep, I go to bed, perhaps, and maybe I need to inform everybody else, and everybody else is aware. So and so, I'm in bed now, it's my bedtime, I shouldn't be disturbed. But they are not like that. They are ready at any time of the day, 24/7. They're available, they're waiting for phone calls. If it need be, if there's some emergency, they're ready for it. And that's why I want to say on this very special day, may God bless you richly. Shall we close our eyes and pray?
Ekuseni namhlanje kuyisonto Nkosi Jesu sithanda ukusondela kuwe sibe senyaweni zakho.
This Sunday morning, Lord, we want to draw nigh unto your feet.
Siyabonga Nkosi ngalolu suku oluhle osikhethe ukuba siphile kulona. Sicela ngomsa wakho Jesu ube kanye nathi.
Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day that you've granted us and you've chosen us to be alive on this day. And we ask that you would bless us and that you would speak to us.
Njoba kuwusuku Nkosi lapho kugujwa usuku lo mama, siyabakhulekela Nkosi ukuba ubagcine, ubaphe Nkosi abakudingayo kakhulu Nkosi ukuba bazane nawe ngokujulileyo.
On this Mother's Day, we pray that you would bless our mothers, that you would be with them in a special way, and above all, that they may grow in their knowledge of you.
Sikhumbula Nkosi abantwana bakho abaphumile endaweni ngendawo lapho beyodlulisa umbiko wezwi lakho ukuthi Nkosi ube kanye nabo lapho babusisa Nkosi nathi ungasedluli la.
We think of all your servants who've gone out to preach your word. Be with them, work with them and through them, and even as you bless them, do not pass us by.
Sicela Nkosi ukuthi usibusisele izwi lakho enhlizweni zethu.
Please bless your word to our hearts.
Amen.
Amen.
Namhlanje ekuseni ngisemshikashikeni ongiphoqa ukuba ngilalele noma kulukhuni.
Now this morning I'm experiencing myself being in a struggle where I need to obey no matter how difficult it may be.
Angiphoqwanga ukuthi ngithathe inkonzo namhlanje ekuseni.
I wasn't forced to take the service this morning or compelled.
Kodwa lapho ngizindla ngalelizwi ngizame kaningi ngithi ngizama ukuya kwezinye indawo noma ukukhuluma ngokunye kodwa kwabekeka leliso.
But as I pondered upon this word, I tried to digress and tried to go to other passages of scripture, other messages, but this always was impressed on my heart, and I feel that I need to share it.
Sekunesikhathi lesenhlizweni yami ukuba ngikhulume ngalo, kodwa bengiloku ngibaleka.
And it's been on my heart for quite a while, but I have, for a time, been evading it.
Nanamhlanje ngiyakhuluma ngalo ngoba ngidinga ukuba ngilalele uNkulunkulu ukuthi uthi angiyenze njani.
And this morning I only speak on it because I feel I must. I need to obey God.
Cela ke ningibekezelele bazalwane ngidinga ukuba ngilalele noma kulukhulu.
Please bear with me then, brethren, for I feel I must obey, no matter how difficult it may be.
Izwi elijwayelekile sithole encwadini ngokaJohane isahluko seshumi, sofunda khona amavesi amathathu.
So we read from John, the Gospel according to John, chapter 10, and three verses from there.
Sofunda kusukela evesini lika-9 sigcine evesini lika-11.
Verses 9 to 11.
Ncwadi ngokaJohane isahluko seshumi sifunda kusukela evesini lika-9 sime kwelika-11.
John chapter 10 verses 9 to 11.
Kufundeka kanje, mina ngiyisango, uma umuntu engena ngami uyakusindiswa, angene aphume afumane idlelo.
It reads like this: I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture.
Isela kalizi kungengokweba nokubulala nokubhubhisa. Mina ngize ukuba babe nokuphila, babe nakho kuchichini.
The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly.
Ngingumaluso muhle, umaluso muhle udela ukuphila kwakhe ngenxa yezimvu.
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
So funda sigcine khona lapha.
We'll end reading there.
Njengoba sengishilo kuyizwi elijwayelekile.
As I mentioned, this is a common passage of scripture.
Kodwa lapho ngizindla ngalo la iqhumisa inhliziyo yami.
But as I pondered on it, it broke my heart.
UJesu uthi yena uyisango.
Jesus says, I am the door.
Yena qobo lwakhe uyisango.
He himself personally is the door.
Uthi uJesu uma umuntu engena ngaye uJesu.
And Jesus said, if anybody enters through him, Jesus,
uyakusindiswa.
He will be saved.
Angene aphume afumane idlelo.
And will go in and out and find pasture.
Ngahlushwa umbuzo wokuthi ngabe thina njengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu uJesu uyini empilweni yethu.
And I was troubled by this question. We as believers, what is the Lord Jesus to us?
Ngabe uJesu simamukela njengalokhu yena ezethula kithi noma siyamshintsha ukuze alungele lokhu okufunwa yithi.
Do we accept Jesus and take him as he introduces himself to us, or do we change him and modify him to fit what we want him to be?
Ngoba lapha sifunda khona kube ngathi uJesu uyazethula uyazazisa ukuthi yena qobo lwakhe uyisango.
For here Jesus introduces himself and he says, I am the door.
Athi uma umuntu engena ngaye yena uJesu umuntu engena ngaye.
And he says, if anybody enters by me, that is Jesus.
Lenda bisinikeza incazo noma imiqondo emibili. Kukhona ukuthi umuntu angangena engangeni ngoJesu oyisango.
Now, this can have a double meaning. It can mean that somebody may enter, but he doesn't enter through Jesus.
Angangena engangeni ngoJesu engena noma ngenhloso zakhe noma ngani okumdonsile ukuba ngene.
So a person may enter perhaps through another way than Jesus, through his own motives, his own way.
Omunye angangena elandela abantu abangene ngesango bathi sebengene ngesango uJesu basindiswe angene yena engangeni ngoJesu angasindiswa.
And another person may enter by following others who've entered in through the gate, through the door, but they don't go through the door. They are therefore not saved like those others were saved.
Uma abantu bembuka, bambuka naye efana nabantu, ngoba bonke abantu bangene esangweni. Kodwa inkingi isangabangene kulo, kukhona abangene bazi ukuthi singena ngoJesu. Ngoba uJesu uyisango bese kuba khona abalandeli babangene ngesango elinguJesu.
And when people look at them, they look exactly the same as the others who entered in through the gate and through the door. Those who entered through the door, they were saved. And now when people look on these others who didn't enter through the door, they look the same.
Laba bangene ngesango elinguJesu bangena kade bafumana ukusindiswa ngoba bangene ngoJesu. Kodwa abangene belandela abangene ngoJesu bangena bafike bangasindiswa.
So those who entered in through the door, through the Lord Jesus, they were saved by their entering through the door. But then others came who followed them who didn't go through the door and they're not saved.
Uma sebengenile ngoJesu bafumana ukusindiswa bayaphuma ekuphumeni kwabo bafumana idlelo kunabantu abalandela abangene ngoJesu basindiswe bathola idlelo bona mabephuma bangalitholi idlelo bafuna ukutholelwa idlelo.
And they, because they entered in through the door, were saved and they can go out and they find pasture. The others who followed those but didn't go through the same door, they go out. They don't find pasture. They need others to find pasture for them.
Umbuzo mntwana kaNkuluNkulu namhlanje uhleli la ulalela inkonzo noma ngabe ulaye auditorium noma ngabe kuphi lapho ulalele khona. Ukuzube senkonzweni namhlanje wangena ngesango uJesu. Ulandela uJesu noma wangena ulandela abala abangena ngesango elinguJesu.
So the question to you, whether you seated here in the auditorium, or whether you're somewhere else listening to this message, is this: that you find yourself in the service, that you find yourself listening to this message, did you enter in through the Lord Jesus, through this door, or did you just follow others who entered in?
Abangena ngesango uJesu bafumana ukusindiswa ezintweni zabo abebephila ngazo bengaphandle kwesango. Uma sebengene ngaphakathi bathola ukusindiswa ukuphenduka ezintweni zangaphandle kwesango.
And those who entered in through the door, they found salvation. They were saved from the things that they lived in. Whilst they were outside, they were saved and rescued from those things.
Uma bengene sangweni, bengena ngoJesu, bangena vele bengazani naye, bengena benenkani zabo, bengena benokucabanga kwabo, kodwa uma sebengenile ngesango uJesu basindiswa.
When they were outside, they were stubborn. They had their own way. They were pig-headed. But when they entered in, they were saved from that.
Uma bengaphandle kwesango benza bakuthandayo bakhuluma bakuthandayo bagqoka indlela abayithandayo sebengenile basindiswe.
While they were outside, they did what they liked, they dressed as they liked, but when they entered in, they were saved.
Uma bengaphandle kwesango bayayihlebela makuthi abahlebe bayamelana mabemelana sebengenile esangweni basindiswe.
When they were outside, they said what they liked, they slandered, they gossiped, they said whatever came to them, but when they entered in, they were saved from all of that.
Kodwa abangene belandela abangene ngesango elinguJesu bafika phakathi bangaphenduki.
But the others who followed and followed those who entered in, they came and they were not saved from those things.
Yini eyenza ukuthi bangaphenduki?
And they did not repent. What made them not repent?
Into eyenza ukuthi bangaphenduki kwaseqaleni ukungena kwabo abangenanga ngesango bangene ngabangene ngesango.
And the reason why they do not repent is because they did not enter in through this door. They entered in only by following others who entered in.
Indaba iqale ekungeneni kwaqala ukusa kwaqala amaqhinga okungena engangeni ngesango engena ngabangene ngesango.
And so that's where things went wrong. Because they didn't enter in through the door. They entered in through others who entered in through the door.
Se uzithuka se ungaphakathi. Se kunalabantu abaphendukile phakathi kwakho abangasazenzi lezinto. Awuqondi kwenzakalani. Bona ngathi ulahlekile noma bona abalahlekile wena osestation kanti ungene ngendlela yobuqili.
And so when you find yourself inside together with the others who entered in through the door, you find that they do not continue doing the things that you still do. And you think, well, there's something wrong with them. Why don't they do it? You think you're on the station, but the problem is you came in through your own way, your own craftiness.
Lalela mntwana kaNkuluNkulu, abangene ngesango eluJesu, bathe bangangena basindiswa.
And those who entered in through this door, who is the Lord Jesus, they rejoice when they are taught by the Lord Jesus.
Lalela se uyiva wena phakathi kwabo. Wawungazange ungene ngesango walandela abangene ngesango.
But now you are like a thorn amongst them because you didn't enter in through that door who is Jesus. You entered your own way.
Sorry. Awuvuki nje noma uphenduki nje ngoba wawungene ngesango ukuze uphenduke ngaphakathi. Awuzange uhlangane nalo Jesu oyisango ungene ngaye ukuze noma sewuphakathi uthokozele ukufundiswa nguye.
You've never entered in through that door who is the Lord Jesus, and that's why you don't take any pleasure. You've got no joy concerning the teachings of the Lord Jesus.
Ingakho kulula namhlanje uyakholwa kusasa ukholwa namhlanje abathanda abazalwane kusasa uyabasola. Awungenanga ngesango ukuze usindiswe. Wangena nabangena ngesango wangasindiswa.
And that is why today you're a believer, tomorrow you're no longer a believer. Today you love the children of God, tomorrow you don't love them anymore. Why is that? You never entered through the door.
Mhlabe wangena evangelini ngenxa yomshado. Wabona ukuthi ziyashada intombi noma nensizwa. Wazibona zizinhle. Kanti abantu abashadayo nokubukeka kukuhle. Bangena ngesango basindiswa. Wangena namhlanje sewuzithuka uthalaza phakathi kwabo. Awungenanga ngesango.
And maybe you entered in through marriage. Maybe it was because you wanted to get married in a Christian way, and you see, oh, they get married in such a wonderful way, and you thought, well, that's a good way to go. And yes, they are married in a wonderful way, but they first of all had to enter in through the door, and you've never done that, and now you find yourself amongst them, and you stick out like a sore thumb.
Uzamile ukupretenda sengazukuthi na ungene ngesango wasindiswa kodwa kuyaxaka ngoba labantu abanandaba nawe wena uphetho okusola uphetho okugxeka uthandwa uyabona ukuthi abakuthandi yini yenza ukuthi ube namehla amade yini yenza ukuthi ube nenzwane ezinde awuzange uhlangane noJesu opruna nayo akhonze.
And yes, you're in the midst and you try to pretend that you are saved, but you just don't seem to fit in. And to you, it seems like everybody else is, they're looking at you and they don't like you and you feel, oh, you're out, you don't fit in. And you've got criticism in your heart and it's because you never came in through the door.
Laba bangena ngesango bafumana ukusindiswa ife intando yabo benza intando yomnikazi wesango ngaphakathi beyithokozela ngoba bangene bengafuhli.
And those who came in through the door, through the proper way, they died to their own will when they came through the door. They bowed and they submitted to the will of the one who's the owner of that door. And they rejoice concerning that.
Mhlambe wangena kuleli sango noma wangena nabangene ngesangeli uJesu. Inhloso yakho kwakukuthola umsebenzi. Sewukhona ngaphakathi wayilandela imigudu mhlambe elandelwayo ukuze ukwazi ukuthola umsebenzi. Sewuyasebenza, awusadeleli sobuya ngokuzolala ngikutshele namhlanje kuseni.
And so maybe you came in because you wanted a job and then you followed those who've come in through the door and then you followed the traditions or the requirements of obtaining a job and now you've got a job and oh my, now one can't say anything to you and you just come back to sleep and you've got nothing else to do at all with the church.
Uyazikhumbula lapho ufika ufuna ukukhonjiswa isango. Uthe ungafike duze kwalo angafuna ukungena ngalo wafuna ukungena ngabangene ngesango. Ingakho namhlanje izinto zinje empilweni yakho umntwana kaNkuluNkulu.
When you came initially, you asked about the door, but then you didn't enter in through the door. You entered through others who entered in. And that's why your life is in the state it is in today.
Sewufikile ngaphakathi abafica behlika ihlizandla wangababuza ukuthi nihlikhlelani izandla. Nawa wahlika ihlizandla usuhlikihla kakhulu ziyashisa. Seziyaxaka ngoba ubuzanga awusindiswanga sewungene phakathi.
And just to illustrate it like this, maybe you came in and then you saw others just by means of example rubbing their hands. And then you just followed suit. You also rubbed your hands. And you even rub it more than the others who rub their hands. But you never ask them, why do they rub their hands? Why do they do what they do? And now you're in the state that you're in.
Ufike bekunda makanda. Nawe wangena phakathi waqala wagunda. Wangababuza ukuthi bakwenzelani. Sekuyaxaka namhlanje kwazi kwalokuthiwa thina sihlale sizinqudulu ngobani engani lababona abanenwa lezinto cha. Awungenanga ngesango waphonseka. Sewuphonsekile wangafuna ukubuza.
Maybe another example. You came in and you saw, oh, they cut their hair in a certain way. They shave there or they cut their hair in a certain way. And then you do the same. You follow suit. You never asked, why do you do it? And try and find out what is the meaning. What have they been taught? You just follow suit, but then afterwards it gets too much for you, and then you go a different direction.
Abangene ngesango bathe bengaphakathi basindiswa bafundiswa uNkulunkulu abangene ngaye konke abakwenza bengaphakathi bayathokoza ngoba baqonda ukuthi bangene ngani. Unalenkingo nayo ngoba ungenanga ngesango kwakumele ungene ngalo.
Those who came in through the door, they were taught by the Lord and they rejoiced concerning those teachings and they followed his teachings and they did what he commanded them to do. And you just try to copy like a copycat and you got now so many questions that you don't know whether you're coming or going. You never came in through the door.
Hayi na waqhamuka usulifaka usuze walifasa wazwaligcinisa la wangabuza ukuthi hawo niwafaselana amabhantshi yini na wena niwagcinisela cha uya exaggerator wena selize lagcina la elakhe ibhanje wazwafaka namabathini angekho ngobani awungenanga ngesango wafumana ukusindiswa sewusesangweni ungene ngaba ngene ngesango.
And maybe you find them wearing jackets, putting on a tie, and then you do the same. You never found out why do they actually do it. And maybe you even go further. You maybe button up all the buttons of your jacket, and not only one. And you didn't learn that by coming in through the door. You just copied others. And now that's why you're in the state that you're in.
Usuyahlupheka manje indaba sifaka namapantshi noma kushisa njengathi nathi singahambela ngamashi ubani wathi lifaka ibhantshi ubani wathi faka uthayi awungenanga ngesango wangena ngabangene ngesango.
And now you wonder, but why must we wear a jacket even if it's hot? And you've got so many questions. You never entered in through the door. You only entered in through others who entered in through the door.
Sebengenile ngesango basindiswa bayaphuma bafumana idlelo.
So having come in through the door, they found salvation, and then they go out and they find pasture.
Uma ngiqonda kahle idlelo cishe sonke siyazi edlelweni kunjani.
Now I think all of us understand what a pasture is like.
Idlelo elinakekelwe kahle linokudla. Izilwane ezidla lapho ziyathokoza ziyanonophala.
A pasture which is green and lush, taken care of by the owner, the sheep can go out, they can graze, and they become fattened.
Ulandela abawena abantu abangene ngesango basindiswa. Belandela ukusindiswa kwabo baphuma bafumana idlelo bayadla edlelweni. Uyamangala wena wathi nami ngibiziwe impela ukuthi ngingene ngesango yini mina ngingabini cha awungenanga ngesango wasindiswa bese uholelwa edlelweni.
Those who are saved, they follow that salvation, and now they can go out and they find pasture, and they are taken care of, and they are nourished, and you don't find that, and you wonder why. But you said, but they said I must come inside, but you never entered in the right way.
La baba biziwe njenganami ukushumayela ivangeli owezwa uJesu ethi mina ngiyisango embize emngenisa kuwumsebenzi angena sindiswe kuwona umsebenzi uthi makaphuma afumane idlelo kodwa abangene ngenxa yabangene ngesango bahlala noma bangahlala 100 years mhlazane ephuma athi ngahlala 100 years angizange ngithole ngisho indiblish ubani wakuthembisa indiblish akekho.
And so there are those who were called into the ministry. They were, having been saved, having entered in through the door, they were then called by the Lord into his work. And they go out and they find pasture and they are nourished and taken care of. But then you get others who came in some other way and then they find themselves in God's work, in the ministry. And then when they leave, they say, but I was never even paid a cent. Whoever promised you that you're going to be paid money, that you're going to get rich or you're going to get that which you thought you're going to get? That's why you never entered in through the gate.
Ngenxa ukuthi awungenanga ngesango mntwana kaNkuluNkulu noma ngabe ushumayela la ekhaya noma ushumayela kuphi sewume epulpit ungashumayela uJesu oyisango abantu abangena ngaye basindiswe baphume bafumana idlelo sewushumayela wakho uJesu ozothinta amakhukha abantu ukuthi abakukhokhele bakhokhele ukushumayela kwakho walifumanaphi lelo vangeli.
And then maybe you get up on the pulpit and you don't preach about Jesus, who is the door through whom we should enter. You preach your message that will touch people's pockets, that maybe they provide you with an earning, that you can earn an income through them. Where did you find that gospel?
Namhlanje sewuyabuzana, sewuyasola, sewuyaziqhathanisa. Mntwana kaNkuluNkulu, uma wangena ngesango wasindiswa, udinga ukuzibuza, yini lesi ngenza manje ngiqala ukukhumbula into zangaphandle kwesango.
And then you start criticizing, you start comparing yourself to others. Ask yourself the question, did you come in through the door? And if you did come in through the door, why is it that you remember all the old things today?
lapho ufika ungena ngesango wawuthokozela yonke into wawamukela ngisho nokubukeka kudelelekile okuqhamuka ukuzokulekelela ujabulela ukuthi nje uma ngisindisiwe ngoba ngiyasindiswa ngokusizakala ngokungilekelela kwakho ngiyasindiswa kusenjalo noma namhlanje sewukhipha inalithi ezikuvimbelayo ukuthi angikasondeli umuntu ngoba sewukhumbula into zangaphandle kwesango.
When you came in initially, you were so happy. You rejoiced about everything that you received, all the help that you received, even though it was maybe looked down upon or maybe could be seen as insignificant. You were happy because you said, that's helping me. That's helping me to be saved. But today, you're sticking out all the pricks that nobody can come close to you.
Usathobekile usalalela usenendlebe yokuzwa kungakhathaleki ukuthi ubani oza kwezokusiza ngani ukuthi wawumuhle kangakanani wawuthokoza kangakanani kusenjalo namhlanje.
You remember how you initially were very humble, you were very meek, you accepted anybody who came to you, who provided you with spiritual help, no matter maybe how small that person may seem in your eyes. You were happy for that. Is it still like that today?
Uyakhumbula ukuthi wawamukela kanjani umuzosizwa futhi uphenduke 100% kuleyo nto lekelelwe ngayo. Kusenjalo namhlanje mntwana kaNkulunkulu.
You remember how you received help with both arms, you welcomed it, and then you repented 100% concerning that thing that you were helped concerning. Is it still like that today?
Uyasikhumbula makoti ufika kulo mdeni oshadele kuwo ukuthi wawubathanda kanjani uthobeke kanjani wamukela kanjani noma befika bezokusiza kwesinye isikhathi mhlamba unyatheleke kodwa udlulise uthethelele uzwe futhi ukuthi hayi ngikudlulise kujuleni kusenjalo namhlanje mntwana kaNkulunkulu.
You young wife, do you remember how it was as when you were still a bride? When you came to your new family, how you accepted them, you welcomed them, you were glad to be in their midst, you loved them and every member of the family. And even though sometimes they would tread on your toes, you said, oh no, you forgive them and you really forgave them from the depths of your heart. Is it still like that today?
Ubumuncu obukhona enhlizweni yakho ngomndeni wakho. Abubonana ubumuncu obenziwe ukuthi wena uye wakhohlwa ukuthi ungene ngaliphi isango. Mhlawumbe ungene kahle ngempela kodwa uye walanda abantu abangaphandle kwesango wabanika indlebe. Bakutshela izinto zangaphandle kwesango ukuthi zenzeka ngaphakathi kwala wena ukhona, la usindiswa khona, awusasindiswa manje sewuyabhubhu phakathi.
Maybe there is a bitterness. Maybe there's some kind of a sour feeling inside of you concerning your family. Now, that doesn't come from being inside and having entered that door. Ask yourself, where does it come from? Maybe you even came in the proper way, but then you lent out your ears to other people who are outside. And those people tell you, this is how it's going in inside. And now you're perishing even though you've come in the right way.
Lalela ayizwakali kahle into mangisho kodwa uthi ngiyiphinde. Ungaphakathi wena wangena kahle 100% ngesango wasindiswa laphakathi. Kodwa wangaqhubeka ukuya ngaphandle manje uphuma ufumana idlelo kunaloku ukhipha indlebe yayolanda izinto zangaphandle kwesango kubantu abangangenanga ngesangeli uJesu.
Now let me repeat it that you may hear properly. Maybe it doesn't sound so clear or so proper, but let me say it again. You've come in the right way, through the door, 100%. But then you didn't go out and find pasture as you're supposed to. You lent your ears out to people who are outside, who've never come in through the door. And you're listening to the things that they say outside there.
Mhlambe nabo babengenile. Babebukeke bengene ngesango kodwa sebengaphakathi kwavela ukuthi yebo noma babukeke ngathi bangene ngesango abasindiswanga ngenxa yokuhluleka kwabo sebengale ngaphandle yiba sebekhocha manje Urightus banban correct, go wrong look, benga fanele gwense ganje, mele gwense ganje. Kuno gubu paule, ugutai man, kwa gunje, gisenga panse gwesango, kushuguti kono segu wrong, umangabe sengabe ngiasindiswa, kuno guba ngisindiswa ngiapupa. Kotu ya nogubuzbone wena, uya paulu chusbanbani, uguze gube nje, ngubuzbanbani agenzanga ganje, kwa kumele chenze ganje, mtuana kankulu nkulu, maye guwe, umangasi, epkoshen bako.
And so now you listen to them, those who are outside, maybe they were also once inside. However they got in, whether they came in, maybe some in their own way, and when they were inside, they were never saved. That is why they have failed. That's why now they have found themselves outside. But now you lend your ear to them, to what they are saying. They've become your coach. They tell you, look, so-and-so is correct, so-and-so is wrong. That's the right way to do it. That was the wrong way to do it. And you listen to them, and instead of discerning that was the way it used to be in your life when you were outside, and that will lead you to destruction, you listen to that, and if you do not repent, you will perish.
Sekuyiba babalekile. Asebekwazi ukuthi ehlala phansi, sukuma, lala, awubuzi futhi ukuthi ngisukume kangakanani, ngilale kangakanani. Labo nabo osindiswa nabo ngaphakathi, mhlawumbe osudla nabo edlelweni elilodwa, sebebambi ngenxa yabantu abahluleke ukusindiswa abafumana idlelo. Hayi, yangidida lento mina.
And so may now they can tell you, you must jump, and you don't even ask, you know, why must I jump? You just maybe say, how high? And you just do whatever they tell you to do. And now the others that are together with you, that are in the same posture as you are, they become evil in your eyes because of the things that you listen to.
Upupu chegi sega ngalendle logut wen ogu kuk sindiswa, ogu kuk sebenza kankulunkula ukboni, se uvalege, ngenxa yento engene ngendlebe oyitshela okhochi bakho abahluleka ukungena ngesango elinguJesu. Angisho isango elikhandwe umuntu, ngisho isango elinguJesu Jesu alikhuluma ngalo la.
And then your eyes are darkened and you are blinded, even though you are in the place of salvation, even though you're at the place where God is working, where you are with people that have come in through the gate. And I'm not speaking about a physical gate, I'm speaking about that gate which is Jesus Christ himself. Let me use this illustration, even though maybe it's a weak illustration. I came here to the mission when I was still very young. That's basically where I grew up and I got my understanding while I was here at Kwasizabantu in the congregation here.
Kuno ma no ba baba kukayo namhlanje abantu begugile engabafica impela bese womakoti bese obaba nje abase kahle.
And there are men and women today who are growing old. When I found them here, they were still young, maybe unmarried or young married couples.
Nam ngangisenene lezama iphelele zingakabikho lezi ethi eqwaqwa ngamafa amhlophe.
And I also still had all my hair on my head and not like I am today.
Belo bethu uJesu uyindlela, uJesu uyisango, bemile bemkhomba uJesu bephile.
And they would say, Jesus is the way, Jesus is the door. And they would point to Jesus and they would live that life.
Nanamhlanje bayaguga njoba nami ngiguga, niyazibona inwele sezenze njani, ziyasithela ngazi ishonapi sezithe qwaqwa ngamafa amhlophe, kodwa bona basalo bethu uJesu indlela, uJesu isango, uyasindisa.
And today we're growing old, even I myself am growing old and some of my hair is disappearing, I don't know where to, but they're still pointing their way to Jesus.
Bese kusuka umuntu ongaphandle kwesango azongitshela ngise ngise ngisedlelweni ngisekamu nalabo abantu uNkulunkulu lokhu angikhombisa bona ngingakahlakaniphi kaze ngahlakanipha ngiyaguga manje bamile bese ngiyoza umuntu ongaphandle ohlulekile ngilalele yena.
Then I must listen to somebody from outside, somebody who has failed to go this way, and I must listen to that person instead of those who have grown up before them and they've remained firm in the Lord, serving the Lord. Should I now listen to that person more than what I listen to these people?
Angikhathali noma sebehamba bafike ngaphandle kwekam labo. Bayishintshe bazibazibise ngamagama amakhulu. Sebeokhanye ukusha kwathi akwanjani. Kodwa laba elongabafica bemile bengakaze bajike bese ngiyolandela umuntu ohambe wahamba wangishiye wangikhombisa ukuthi hayi wayengene elandela abasindiswayo akangasinda yena hayi kahleni bazalwane ngiyangidida mina leyo nto.
No matter how much that person may give themselves great titles and they give themselves imposing names like the New Light or whatever they may call themselves, but should I listen to that person more to these than these people that have remained firm and steadfast in the Lord and now listen to a turncoat who's shown me that he cannot be stable and firm?
Bathi uphila ngemthetho kodwa yiba bakubekela imthetho ukuthi efanele uphile manje ngokugada ukuthi ubani utheni shuthi mayesho kanje shuthi usesho ukuthi hayi ngeke bazali niyangidida mina lento.
And they say, oh, you are so legalistic. But they lay down the law for you. They want you to follow their law that they want to impose on you.
Ah, sesikhululekile thina. Yabona nje thina sesimuzwa ngempela manje uHoly Spirit sesikhululekile. Uthi uyabheka abantu abakhululekile. Ukukhululeka ukuthi ngoba namhlanje uNkosikazi usefaka ibhluku.
And then they say, you know what? We have been liberated now. Now we are truly free. We have got the freedom of the Holy Spirit. And then you look at their freedom, and what kind of a freedom is it that their wives can now wear pants? Is that the freedom?
Sesikhululekile manje sesimuzwa kahle uHoly Spirit manje ngoba nathi sesikwazi ukuzenzina welezethu sizithi.
And now they say, no, we feel this freedom. You know, we can wear our hairstyle in a way that your hair is, you know, freely swings like that. Is that the freedom?
Kodwa umnikazi wesango owakudalayo umemile buka uthi kuyikho lokho engakudala noma uyadideka athi hayi angikwazike lokho ngoba ngizange ngikudale mina kunje.
But the owner of the door who created you, when he looks on, does he find approval in that? Does he approve of it and say, yes, that's the right way? Or does he look at it and he's got to shake his head?
Sekhulekiwe manje ngoba sengikwazi kumtshela uma ukuthi sengine boyfriend sengine girlfriend sibuye sophuza itiye nabazali inkuleko leya saphili ngomthetho mthetho wasesihogwini.
Ah, the freedom that yes, I can have a boyfriend, I can have a girlfriend, I can bring my boyfriend or my girlfriend to my parents, I can even drink tea with my boyfriend or girlfriend with my parents. What kind of a freedom is that? It's a freedom from hell.
Sesikhululekile manje ngoba sengakwazi ukuthi ngizibambele nje umathandana wami ngocicana sihambe siyokhuleliswana. Akuseyona inkinga. Sikhululekile thina sekhanya nokusha. Siphumile emthethweni. Sangenaphi?
And I can hold my boyfriend, my girlfriend by our little fingers. We can have physical contact. We can bring children in the world unwedded, all of that. Is that the kind of freedom?
Sesikhululekile manje ngoba hayi noma ngiyinkosikazi oshadile sengayihambela nje ngifaka isikete singangempama yesandla ayikho inkinga ngabe ngibakhangisela namanye amadoda angibuke ukuthi nami ngimile noma ngangiyintombi eyayimile kwasengikhululekile.
I'm free now, you know, even as a married woman, I can wear a short skirt, maybe the length of the width of my hand. I can wear that just to show the other men how I used to look like when I was a young girl. Is that the kind of freedom?
Hayi sengikhululekile ukuthi asifake nje nathemfishane siveze izihluzu zethu eziboshwa amafindo sifake lezi ngubo zethu siveze amakhwapha nathi sikhululekile. Ukhululeka okunjani?
Should it be this kind of freedom where we can wear these sleeveless shirts that have just a string at the top so that our armpits can freely feel the breeze and the wind Is that the kind of freedom?
Athumuntu ongene ngesango osindiswayo abathatha indlebe yakhe athatha amehlo akhe ayolulekwa ngaphandle kwesango abesefuna ukuthatha izinto zangaphandle kwesango afune kuphilwe ngazo ngaphakathi kwesango hamba uyophila ngaphandle kwesango siyeke sisindiswe siphume sifumane idlelo.
And then you that say you are inside, you've come in through the door. You want to listen to those people who are outside. You want to lend your ear to them. You want to be told by them what you've got to do, how you've got to live, and lend your ear out to them. If that's the case, well, go to them. Go out. Leave us alone that we can go out and find pasture.
Sesikhululekile ngoba sesikwazi ukuhlala emakhanda abayeni bethu sibachobe sibatshele nami sengifuna ukufaka ibhlukwe mawuyothenga uDickies nami ngifuna uGene uSkin mawuyothenga ukuthi sesikhululekile bese sifuna ukululekwa ayibona wena uyosithathela into zangaphandle hamba uye kubona uyophila nabo sishiye sisindiswe siphume sifumane idlelo.
And those that want the freedom to sit on the head of their husband, to tell them what to do, what they want to do, they want to wear their skinny jeans, whatever it may be, and you want to listen to those people who are outside like that. Well, if that be the case, go and leave us alone that we may find salvation and go out and find pasture.
Bese labo babe ngikhulume ngabo noma ngikhulume ngabo. Abalokhu bama belikhomba ivangeli bazolulekwa wena ngeluleko zangaphandle phuma uyakubona bashiye bona baqhubeke baluleke ngaphakathi sisindiswe siphume sifumane idlelo.
And then you want to give advice of the outside advice to others who are inside? No, rather leave us alone and let us carry on.
Hayi noma ngafika usulungile ukuthi hayi empeleni nje ngithi angiveze nje ngizwile nje hayi ukuthi nje empeleni eyi izinto nje ingathi azihambi kahle azihambi kahle ngoba nakho wena namhlanje usuneminyaka leyo nayo ngana namhlanje sewululekwe ngaphandle sobona ukuthi hayi izindaba azihambi kahle kahle wena hamba la ululekwe khona usiyeke thina sisindiswe siphume sifumane idlelo.
And then you know, come in such a pious way, you know what, I think we just need to have another look at this. You know, I've heard this isn't going so well, and that isn't going well, and so on and so on. And you come in such a pious manner because you are advised by your counselors outside. Now, if you want to receive counsel from them, then rather go to them. Leave us alone that we might come in through the door, find salvation, and go out and find pasture.
Amabandla bhubhile bhujiswa izluleke eziqhamuka ngaphandle. Abantu abasebehlulekile, asebengenobuvivi, bethi basekholweni, balanda izinto zangaphandle, bafuna kuzophilwa ngazo la esontweni, sibe sivivi sonke. Abhubhile afile amabandla.
There are congregations that are dead today because they listen to advice from outside, from those who've become lukewarm. Now we've got to listen to their advice so that we can all be lukewarm. No, that only brings about death.
Uma sengena uvivi kumzalwane, akakuzwa kwakubuzwa kwangaphandle.
If you've become lukewarm, then you more easily listen to that which is advice from the outside than advice that you get from the inside.
Uma ngena uvivi kwindoda yekhaya iyashiba umnandi nokufudumala kwasekhaya afuna ukuyodla ngaphandle.
And a man, a husband, when he becomes lukewarm, then that fellowship and that warmth that he receives at home, he's no longer satisfied by that. He wants to go outside and look for something else.
Uma ngena uvivi kumama uyakhohlwa umthandazo nokufudumeza umndeni wakhe nokunaka izinto zakwakhe ayoxoxa indaba emacingweni emasangweni aze akhohlwe naye impahla ayigqokile ukuthi usafaka i-night dress yasekamelweni ukhefuza indaba ocingweni.
And then a wife, a mother, when she becomes lukewarm, she forgets about the fact that she's got to look after her family. She's got to bring about that homely atmosphere in the home, and she's got to take care of her home and her family. No, she's got time to speak about things that are of no importance whatsoever. She forgets that it's this time of the day. She's still wearing a nightgown and busy chatting away with her neighbor.
Oh, bangenu vivi mama. kuphela ukuthi azikuthi ubaba inhloko yala ekhaya athathe izinto zabo zasegamelweni bebo babili ayozixoxela abantu abangahlangene nazo kungene yini uvivi.
And the wife who's become lukewarm, she forgets that her husband is the head of the home, and that those things that they talk about there in the room where they are privately together, that it's private, it's amongst them, she just goes and spills it out to anybody else.
Noma ngabe osebandleni okholwa noma ongakholwa umama owenza lokho usuke ekhomba ukuthi ufile ngokomoya.
Whoever does that, you're just showing by that you are dead spiritually.
Kodwa ngathi uNkulunkulu ngaba nomusa sisize.
But may God have mercy on us and help us.
Uma ngena uvivi kwabasha, uyaqala umuntu athi manje sengicabanga ukuthi ngiyoqhubeka nezifundo zami empeleni ngakade vele ngifisa ukuba udokotela.
And then when you as a young person become lukewarm, you say, well, I now want to carry on with my studies. All along I wanted to become a doctor.
Hawu, ukhona ukuthi ilanga liyoshona athi umuntu hayi empeleni ngangithanda ukuba yinesi.
And then when the sun goes down, then the person says, you know, I actually wanted to become a nurse.
How? Ufuna ukuba yinesi.
You want to become a nurse?
Kwabambani pho? Yini eyavimba?
What stopped you then?
Hayi nje empeleni. Eh. Ya, kusho nje bengisahlanganisa wena babu yabo. Ya, wena ngifisa ukuba udokotela.
No, actually, I was still getting things together. Actually, I all along longed to be a doctor.
Oh, se wenzeni ke manje ukulungiselela nokukhomba ukuthi uyoba udokotela.
So what is it now that showing you all of a sudden now that you must become a doctor?
Akaga apply.
Haven't applied yet?
Umatikuletsheni wakho umkanjani? Uyakhomba ukuthi ungakwazi ukuyoba udokotela. Wawenze iziphi ifundo?
Does your matric indicate that you can become a doctor? The subjects and the symbols that you received?
Ai empeleni. Ai empeleni cha, hayi bona baba empeleni. Ngisathi sazohlanganisa nje.
No, actually not really, but I still want to improve it. I still see what I can do.
How? Uzohlanganisa kanjani ke? Uma tikuletshe nakalungile. Awukaga apply, awukaga thathwa ndawo, kodwa unosusitshela akahle uganga ngathi wena.
No, you haven't applied. Your matric symbols aren't showing that you can actually do it. You're not ready at all. You haven't got anything ready, but now you want to tell us you're going to go to become a doctor.
Hayi uthi uzama ukumkhayinisela umuntu phela ngoba uthi hawu engathi ugabwe ukuba nengqondo yobungane azenziwa kanje izinto athi hayi empeleni unomzala wami usengitholele umsebenzi.
Haw
umzala wakutholela umsebenzi uthathe phe abantu bengenawo umsebenzi. Haw impela sengiyashiya emsebenzini sengithola umsebenzi omunye. Oh hayi makunjalo uhambe kahle.
And then you find all along, no, it's just a way to get out. Oh, my cousin found a job for me. Found a job for you. Already have a job. Now you want another job. Well, no, I feel that I must go there. I feel called. I must do it. Well, if somebody tells you that, you just wash your hands and you say, well, go well. Bye-bye.
Ahambe, ivike lodwa. Umhlangana naye ngabe uhlangana naye eGateway noma uhlangana naye kuChase Street.
How?
Ngeviki nje sibanibani. Hayi uthi awunderstand wena baba empeleni eyi la ngaphandle eyi umhlaba eyi baba eyi
how.
Wayengazanga zangene ngesango, walandela abangene ngesango, kwangena uvivi aqale manje abe nama excuses. Hayi manje kanti cha kuyamluma ngokwangaphandle kwesango.
And then a week later you meet up with that person, whether it be at Gateway or wherever else, and you see the person totally changed, just like the world. And then the person starts saying, oh, you know, the world, it's so tough out there. You don't understand all the temptations and everything. What was it all along? That person had an itch for the world outside there. It was drawing them all along, and that's why they ended up there. They never came in through the door, sorry.
Mhlawumbe futhi ngikubeka nje ngikubeka how ngikubeka endaweni enkulu koGateway nako Church Street. Uhlangana naye la.
Now maybe I say Gateway and Church Street. Not even there. Maybe just meet with him out here.
How insizwa yakho wabe binyathela uze ukuthi unyathela idabula umhlabathi. Ithi mayikhuluma, hayi kungena uvivi. Intombi enyathela ingcivaze, kungena uvivi. Uyifica la ngaphandle seyibizwa ngomakoti ongakhishelwa ngishigundane.
And now you see these people out here, and before that they were respectable young men. You really respected them the way they were. Or maybe a respectable young girl, a young lady. But now she's called somebody's wife, but she's never even been paid for dowry. Not even a mouse was paid.
Ay, ubese omunyu uqhamuke seshusha amashusho. Kanti ungiyoshe ekhaya usefikile. Usebaleke uthi akangasa vele ungiyoshe ekhaya. Niyangizwa ukuthi ngithini. Hayi angithi niyangizwa ukuthi ngithini.
You hear what I'm saying?
Ungiyoshe ekhaya ngithi niyamaza. Ehhe. Hayi umuntu uzofika semashushu. Hayi impela baba manje, hawu kahle wena. Hayi manje mana empeleni. Hayi ungiyoshe ekhaya uyashisa uzoza vele, akavele sengingaphandle. Ungiyoshe ekhaya kuba pregnant.
Oh. If you're saying zosho ekhaya, I'm going to say at home. That means that you have become with child and now you're pregnant, so you've got to go and tell them at home.
Ungiyoshe ekhaya kusho ukuthi noma ngaba ushonga ngomlomo ukuthi sekonakele kuyayisholo khona ukuthi hayi amashethe ayaqhashuka manje senze njani. Ungiyoshe ekhaya mina, ngiyoshe ekhaya.
And even though you don't say it physically, but you can see by the indications that you can't hide it anymore.
Lihlambalazeke ivangeli lihlanjalazwa umuntu olandela abantu abangene ngesango. Wathi hayi naye usengaphakathi. Sefika ngaphakathi zimxaka. Angafuni ukuphuma futhi zingxakile ayozikhulelelwa ngaphandle. Afuna ukukhulelwa esontweni bese efika. Uthi usabathe ingane uyayiqoqa njengengane. Hayi kusasa sewumubi ngoba uqoqa. Kanti cha awumubi ngoba umubi. Umubi sungiyoshe ekhaya.
And then you land up in all of that because you never entered in through the door. You just came in. Rather than you just fall pregnant outside there in the world, you choose you want to come and do it here in the church. And then everything becomes bad to you and everything becomes ugly. And you don't like anything anymore. Why is that? Because of your lifestyle and because of your own heart.
Mina ngize ukuba babe nokuphila babe nakho ukuchichina.
And then the word says the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly.
Isela imali zontshontsha alikhombisi ukuthi ngize ngizontshontsha manje.
Now a thief doesn't announce it, I'm now coming to steal.
Kodwa lizama amasu nezindlela elizokwazi ukuthi lifike lithi mase lifikile lenze lo manakalo eluzele.
But it plans and it strategizes. How can it come in stealthily so that it won't be noticed and the thief will be successful in his stealing?
Noma ngabe buphu ubugebengu obenzakala benziwa amasela awafiki nje athi manje sengizontshontsha. Aqala acubunguna ayihlela into yawo ukuthi uma singena ngalo mnyango awukho omunye umnyango angakwazi abangakwazi baphume ngawo. Noma masingena shuthi nje abehleli kanye ufuna singene bese sisakazika kanye. Bayahlela amasela ukuthi sizokwenza kanjani.
They plan it. They planned it hard fine. They work it out in detail. This is the place where we enter. This is what we will do. If we find the people there, this is how we'll cover all of them and all their routes of escape. They plan it all.
Isela kalizi kungesikhona ukweba.
The thief doesn't come for any other purpose but to steal.
Alizi lingezile ukuzobhubhisa.
The thief doesn't come for any other purpose but to kill and destroy.
Uma selifikile isela noma abe lifike kungekho umuntu ekhaya. Uma sebefika abantu bakulelokho abafike babona ukuthi eh kukhona okwenzekile la ngenxa yomonakalo abafike bawubona.
And so if the thief breaks into a home and there are no people, there's nobody there, they bring about so much destruction that when the owners of the home come, they'll see somebody broke in.
Kunendaba noma kunocwaningo olwenziwe ochwepheshe abathize.
There is some research that was done by certain specialists.
Kuphawuleka ukuthi kunenkinga yokufa kwamadube mazebra.
They found out that there was a certain disease that brought about the death of zebras.
Bephawula ukuthi amadube lawa ayafa nje, ayafa, kodwa bengazi ukuthi kahle kwenzakalani.
And they found that these zebras would just all of a sudden die, not knowing what caused it.
Kodwa ukufa kwawo kwabenza ukuthi baqale manje bakhathazeke, bafuna ukuthola kahle ukuthi yini le ebulala lamadube.
So they wanted to find out what is the cause of these zebras dying.
Balenza ucwaningo lwabo baphenya.
And so these experts then did their research.
Kanti ngesikhathi labo chwepheshe benza uphenyo lwabo na amadubu uqobo lwawo ahluphekile ukuthi siyancipha siyafa siyancipha.
So while these experts were busy with their research, the zebras themselves were also troubled. Why are our numbers declining as they do?
Kanti into ebulala lamadube abulawa amabhubesi.
And the problem was these zebras were being killed off by lions.
How? Uyabona idube ubuka ibhubesi. Ungathi akwenzi kahle umqondo.
Now if you look at the size of a zebra and the comparative size of a lion, it doesn't make sense.
Kodwa labo chwepheshe base belwenza uphenyo labo bathola ukuthi hayi impela amabhubesi yiwo lawa adla abulale lamadube.
And these experts found through their research indeed the lions were to be blamed for killing off these zebras.
Base bethi ke manje sizokwenze njani ukuthi siwavikele lamadube angafi.
So they thought, what can we do to prevent and protect these zebras from dying?
Kanti labacwaningi labochwepheshe banale plan yabo. Kanti nawo amadube abamba imhlangano yawo ukuthi ay ukuze sinqobe lento yini esingayenza ukuze sikwazi ukuthi sivikeleke sivikelane futhi.
And so while these experts were having their conference and planning and thinking how they can protect these zebras, the zebras themselves also had their own meeting where they said, what can we do to help and assist one another?
Amadube asheshe asthola noma abanesiphakamiso ukuthi hayi bona bafike sivumelwaneni ukuthi nansi indlela ekumele senze ngayo ukuze sizivikele sivikelane.
And so the zebras very quickly came up with a proposal what they could do to help themselves, to protect themselves, and to defend one another.
Amadube athi hayi madube, asihlanganeni sibe ndawonye sihambe sibe umhlambi ndawonye. Uma simile sime ndawonye singashiyi isikhala singashiyani.
And so the zebra said, if we would be together as a herd and we would be united, these lions would stand no chance.
Baqala bakwenza lokho.
So they started with it.
Baphawula ukuthi awulaphela usuku zaphela insuku zabambili laphela isonto alikho idube elifayo ngenxa yokuthi bayahlangana manje bahamba ndawonye, uma bemile bamandawonye, uma bemuva bamuva ndawonye.
And so they found out. One day went by, 2 days, 3 days, no zebra was caught or killed because they would always be united, move together as a herd.
Kanti amadube futhi aphawula ukuthi yini le eloki baqeda noma yes ebiloki babulala.
And so these zebras discovered what the problem was that it always brought about their destruction.
Lapho mabemile sebe isixuku ndawonye aqhamuka amabhubesi bawabuke le abuka amabhubesi aphelelwa amandla ahamba.
So these zebras, when they would stand together and graze together as a herd, the lions would come, a pride of lions, they would look at them and they'd say, no, they can't do anything, and they'd go off again.
Yine bixosha amabhubesi ukuthi angasondeli kulomhlambi.
So what was it that discouraged these lions and chased them off?
Abengakwazi ngisho ukusondela eduze kwawo ngenxa ukuthi njengoba umhlambi ndawonye yonke indawo enkulu ewazungezile, angitholi kahle igama lesizulu lokuchaza, kodwa a reflector lombala wawo black and white yonke indawo ezungezile njengoba ewumhlambi kanje.
The lions would come and they would just see the reflection of this black and this united mass of black and white all over, such a big mass of it.
Ngenxa yale reflection akayibonayo amabhubesi avane babona ukuthi hawu sabhupha avane abaleke kude angasondeli nanokusondela.
And because of that reflection, they wouldn't even draw nigh. They said, look, we don't stand a chance here, let's just be off.
Kodwa ucwaningo lalabo chwepheshe nabo bebeqhubeka nolwabo bona base bephuma nesiphakamiso sokuthi bazophawula ibhubesi lodwa ukuze babone ukuthi ngempela amabhubesi aphelele awanyamalali ayavikeleka bazowaphawula ufaka uphawu endlebeni ufaka uphawu nasesinqeni
ebhubesini noma
edubeni.
So these experts, they decided they'll have their plan and they will put on tags or numbers on these zebras to make sure that their number remains complete.
Kanti labo chwepheshe ngokwenza kwabo kanjani nababethi bayibambile kanti bayayilahla.
But these experts, they thought they've got the perfect plan, but they actually lost it. They lost the plot.
Ngenxa yaleli bhube leli lidube eliphawuliwe endlebeni nophawu esinqeni lwenza kwabalula le reflection le kwase kuphawule ukuthi noma kuno black and white kodwa lo u red lo ya bese amabhube sa targete leli elinophawu.
And because they were now clearly identified, these zebras, so it actually worked the opposite way, because even though the lions, when they came, they saw the united mass of black or white, but then they saw, no, there is one that we can clearly identify, we can target that one.
Isela kalizi kungesi kukweba ukubulala nokubhubhisa.
The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy.
Isitha sibeka uphawu ukwenzela ukuthi isela kube lula ukuthi liphawule ukuthi nanti izebra ekumele silisoconge silisobozele.
And so the enemy comes and they identify a particular zebra, and that makes it easy for the enemy to target that zebra.
Isithe singusathane siyaphawula ukuthi hawu le yanhlala enhle kangaka kuleli khaya lokumshisekelo ngaka uNkulunkulu kwalomntwana kaNkulunkulu bese thuma izinto akuphawule ezokuhlola ukuthi uyalivuma lolu phawu. Mhlawumbe uphawu lokusola, mhlawumbe uphawu lokubuka kade, mhlawumbe uphawu lomona uthula ugogoshe uzuzithethelela ukuthi impela angiphathwanga kahle ngendlela ebekufanele. Kanti indlela isithe esizobuya sokusoconga ngakho lokho kusola.
So the enemy, when he sees a family that lives together in harmony, in peace and happiness, he wants to see, how can I destroy that unity? How can I destroy that harmony? So he comes and he sends out different things, maybe a sign of criticism, maybe a sign of self-pity, maybe a sign of this and that, and he wants to see, do you accept it? Once you accept it, it makes it easy to target you.
Laba bahambe bahluleke endleleni bakushiva ngeli bayahamba babengale baphawule baze nezintwana encane bazama ukwakha umbuso wabo nabo babokeke nabo bamaqhawe bamabhubesa akwazi ukusoconga abakwazi ukusoconga lungekho uphawu bakwazi ukusoconga emhlambini ngoba kukhona eyodwa ephawuliwe.
And those who have gone out, those who have left, they go in from the outside, they look on, they observe. Where do they see a crack? Where do they see a weak spot? Where can they enter in? Because they also want to build their kingdom. They also want to be known as people that have achieved something, that are heroes. And so if there is a united group, they can't do anything. But once they start seeing, oh yes, there's a crack. There's somebody with a sign, with a symbol on. There's a weak spot. We can enter in through that person.
Yebo samhlambini wabamkhonzayo uNkulunkulu kodwa mntwana kaNkulunkulu uqaphele ukuthi angeve yini sitha sesilfakile upha mhlambu lithatha kancane kodwa ibhubesi likude liyakubona ku black and white ukuthi nakhe kodwa lokhiya akufani nokunye bese kunombola wena.
And so be careful. Yes, you are with the herd. You are with the congregation serving the Lord. But the lions are looking on. They're looking for the one who sticks out, the one whom they can identify. That's somebody that they can target.
Yeah, uyashisekela usabonakala na umunye. Kodwa uphawu seluqala mhlambe seluphakathi naphakathi kuselusuku. Usuku la isitha sokusoconga khona sikhiphe emhlambini. Wezinye wamanye amadube okanye nawo edlelweni.
And yes, maybe you still seem to be fervent for the Lord. Yes, you're still active. You're doing everything. But be careful. Maybe you didn't take note of it, that there is another sign on you, something which identifies you, something which makes you different. And the enemy is looking on. And maybe one day remains till he will come and he'll achieve it to isolate you from the rest of the herd and make you his target.
Mhlambe mntwana kaNkuluNkulu seliqhakathisile ibhubesi alikakusoconga selikubambile liyakudonsa liyakhipha phakathi komhlambi. Ungavumi ukufela emgodini, ungavumi ukuphuma usoconga isitha uJesu ekhona.
And maybe the enemy has already come. And maybe he has taken hold of you. And he's pulling you. He's dragging you out slowly but surely. He's pulling you out from amongst the herd. Don't allow him to do that. Don't allow him that he'll cause you to die in some pit somewhere isolated.
Mhlambe mawudlubulundela uzolimala kodwa kuyoba ukulimala okulaphekayo ukwazi ukuphinda uqhubeka uphile. Kodwa umuthula liqhakathisa lihamba nawe ibhubesi uyofa emgodini ojulileyo ufungenakho ukuthula ufuxabene noNkulunkulu.
Yes, maybe when you wrench free, maybe you'll be hurt in some way, maybe you'll even be disfigured and maimed, but at least you'll survive rather than he takes you out and you allow him to pull you off and you die somewhere far away.
Mhlambe liqhakathise kancane liqeda uthando lokushisekela bewuthanda ukuhlanganyela nabantwana bakaNkulunkulu kodwa hayi kuyakuphola bewubeza ubathanda abantwana bakaNkulunkulu kodwa liyaphola liqhakathisile awukakafi mhlamba wophi ngisho nokopha likubambile kodwa isigcino lokusoconga sewungasekho phakathi komhlambi sewedwa kungasekho ongakwazi ukukuvikela.
And maybe you find that your love is waning slowly but surely. Your love for God's people, your being on fire for God, it's slowly declining. The enemy has got you in his grip. He's pulling you slowly. Maybe you're not even bleeding. Maybe it's not even so sore. It's just happening gradually. But if you allow it, you'll allow him to pull you off and you'll die somewhere far away and alone with nobody close by to assist you.
Kodwa no misela seliqhakathisile. Nangu Jesu ochingizile ukuze babe nokuphila, babe nakho chichime. Noma ibhubesi libaqhakathisile, labaluma, labadla, bengakafi ngizile ukuba babe nokuphila babe nakho chichime singagijimela kuye ozile ukuba sibe nokuphila sibe nakho chichime.
And even though the enemy has you in his grip, but you also have the one who says, I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly. So run to him, call out to him, and he will rescue you from the grip of the enemy.
We've heard so much, there's actually nothing more that one can add.
Kuningi esikuzwile cisha akusekho esisanganenezela kuloko.
But I have a burden for people like me.
Kodwa nokho nginomthwalo.
Who am I?
Ngingubani mina na?
I was born into the revival.
Ngazalelwa khona la emvuselelweni.
I wasn't out there in the world.
Angakaze ngiyele ngibe sezweni.
I didn't find myself at an end and say, Lord, I'm in the depths of sin and I'm seeking for something, and the Lord showed me there is something that you can have.
Angakaze ngibe sezweni. Ngibe sehlane ngibe sendaweni la nginokuyisola ukuthi kambe ngasizakala kanjani kodwa uNkulunkulu enomusa wangikhombisa indawo nansi indawo wena ongasizakala kuyona nongafumana ukuphila kuyona.
The Lord chose me and I was born into this work.
uNkulunkulu wangikhetha ngokuthi ngizalelwe kulomsebenzi kule ndawo kule mvuselelo.
I daily was taught, this is what God has given us. This is the road that we must walk.
Ngazalwa ngisafundisa ukuthi nansi indlela edingukuhanjwa, kumele ukuthi noma ubani ahambe ngayo.
Every day I was amongst people that loved the Lord.
Ngaso sonke isikhathi zonke izinsuku ngangiphakathi kwabantu abayithandayo iNkosi.
If I stepped aside, I was helped, I was corrected.
Uma ngichezuka khona lapho masinyane bengisizwa ngilekelelwe ngibuyiselwe endaweni.
I had the form.
Nganginesimo.
Maybe nobody noticed that there's anything that's wrong.
Mhlamba akekho oqaphele ukuthi khona nje nokuncane mhlambe okungalungele kimi.
It was easy just to fit along and walk along.
Kwakulula ukuba umuntu angene nje kuhanjwe kube ngathi konke kuhamba kahle.
Maybe I got older.
Mhlambe ngithi hayi mina futhi angakabi mdala.
It was very easy to be able to just sit there and say it's comfortable. It's comfortable, I've got a home, I've got a family that love me.
Konke bekulula kuhambe kahle, ngithi konke kungihambela kahle, nginomndeni, akukho okungixakayo, konke kuhamba kahle.
And I don't have a problem to do things the way I've been taught.
Bese futhi ngingabi nankinga ukuba ngenze izinto lezo engifundiswe ngazo.
I've gotten older, I got married.
Ngakhula, ngashada.
I've got my own children.
Ngathola abantwana bami.
That's wonderful, I'm blessed with the school that's here.
Kuhle, ngibusisekile, ngathola isikole, isikole esileduzane.
Where can I wish for something better?
Ikuphi okunye engakufisa okungcono kunalokho na?
I do the same with my children.
Ngenzofanayo nabantwana bami.
I teach them, this is how you must do it.
Ngiyabafundisa ngithi nansi indlela nakho kumele ubani kwenze.
And who is the one that is the cause for the dying of the work of God?
Ubani oyinkinga noyimbangela ekubulaweni nasebhujisweni kumsebenzi kaNkulunkulu na?
It is me.
Imina.
I haven't recognized that I am a sinner.
Ngoba ngakaboni bengakaboni ukuthi yimi lo oyisoli.
I haven't recognized that I am in need of the Lord because I'm destined for hell.
Bengakaboni ukuthi mina enginesidingo senkosi ngimdinga kangakanani usizo lukaNkulunkulu.
Has God truly saved each and every one of us that were born in this revival?
Ngabe uNkulunkulu sesisindisile yini thina sonke esizalelwe kule mvuselelo na?
do we know God's voice? Or do we just look around and we follow like we've heard? Have we truly entered through that narrow gate? The Bible says it would have been better if you were hot or cold. But because you are lukewarm, I will spew you out. How many of we that have been born on this revival are here? Are we burning for the Lord? Do we have an ear to hear what God is saying? Do we understand what God wants from me personally? Do I think I know better? When our parents came, yes, life was a bit different, situations were a bit different. Yes, when I grew up. Yes, I don't think that was always right. The way I was raised, I think I can do it a bit better. I will just change it a bit and make sure my child doesn't get hurt where I got hurt. What am I doing? I am killing the revival. Like we heard, I just see that fault. And what do? I have the audacity to talk to the next young person about it. You see that old person, did you hear what they said? They don't understand. They don't see what we feel. I challenge each and every one of us that we're born in this revival. Are we going to be the ones responsible for killing the work that God started through His Spirit? Because we failed to recognize that I am a sinner. I failed to get hold of that spirit that the Lord poured out so that He could work. If you don't feel He has called you here, don't come and be comfortable here, because there's a home. You can live for free. You've got a good school. Rather, take your things and go to where you are comfortable. May we only be here because God has personally called me to this work. And I challenge my own children and our own children. Don't be here because you've got a nice home. Only be here because God has called you personally to this work. Otherwise, you will be the curse. And you will be the cause of the death of God's work. The Bible says, all the people teach the younger ones the way they should go. If we don't have a teachable spirit,
Uma thina sinomoya ongafundiseki.
How will we ever be able to be taught?
Siyokwazi kanjani ukuba sikwazi ukufundisa na?
We'll be told, we'll be preached at.
Siyofundiswa, siyoshunyayezwa.
They will preach from the Bible and tell us what God says. But if we cannot be taught, there's nothing we will learn. We'll never learn. I pray that God will be merciful to us. We need the gospel to spread. Are we on fire? Can God continue working with all of us that are
here?
Thank
you.
Thank you very much
for
everything that we have heard. It's wonderful.
Futhi siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngakho.
And we thank God for it.
Lapho kukhulunywa nathi ngendaba yokwengena esangweni, thenya phetha.
I'm closing now. When it was spoken to us about entering in through the door.
Ngomunye unyaka kwakunomshado la ekhaya.
In a certain year there was a wedding here.
Kule auditorium.
Here in the auditorium.
Kuphela nje ukushintshile istructure lesesisha kodwa kwele auditorium endala.
It was in the old auditorium, the one that had burnt down later.
Kugcwele la auditorium.
And the auditorium was packed.
Siqalele inkonzo yomshado.
And we had started the wedding service.
Kuthe inkonzo iphakathi kwaqhamuka abantu ngala.
And when the service had already begun, some people arrived and they came here on the side.
Kwakushisa la endlini.
It was hot here in the building.
Lela amawindi niyabona makhulu kanjani ayivuliwe.
And these windows on the side here on the flank, they were all open due to the heat.
Nomnyango loyana loya wawuvuliwe.
And the side door here in the front was also open.
Namba abantu bayaqhamuka sebelethe inkonzo phakathi manje.
And these people arrived, they were late, the service had already begun.
Kwakwa besifazane kuhambe hamba noyedwa ngicisha ababili besifazane noyedwa wesilisa.
And there were two women with a man.
Angazi ukuthi indoda yadidwa yini noma mhlawumbe yabona ukuthi sesi late asisakwazi ukwengena.
I don't know what confused the man, whether it was because he thought, well, we're late already, we can't enter in anymore.
Umnyango uvulekile gengelezi lomkhulu.
This big door was wide open.
Kodwa isimanga indoda yangangena ngomnyango yangena ngewindi lapha.
But the amazing thing was, instead of the man coming in through the door, he climbed in through the window.
Wonke umuntu wamangala bahleka abanye ukuthi hawu yenzani le ndoda ingena ngewindi umnyango uvuliwe.
And many in the audience looked in that direction at this strange sight of this man climbing in through the window during this wedding ceremony, and some even laughed.
Baningi nanamhlanje basezwile abangena ngewindi abangeni ngomnyango.
And there are many, as we've heard today, who come in through the window, not through the door.
Ngenxa yokuthi bangena ngamawindi yikho bezwela bempintshekile bengakhululekile ukuba la.
And because they've climbed in through the window, not through the door, that's why they feel uncomfortable in our midst.
Kukhona ikhorasi esiculayo angeke ubuze bomnandi baleli evangeli umusa sheba.
There is a chorus that we sing in Zulu that says, you'll never taste the sweetness of this gospel while you still compromise.
namanje sazothola abantu abayizwela bepintshekile beqindezelekile bengakhululekile bela sewuzwile wena onjalo bamba imthwadlana yakho hamba ushiye thina sikhululeke sikhonzele inkosi.
So if you feel uncomfortable in our midst, as we've heard, pack your bags, take your hat and leave. And leave us, we who are comfortable with this message of revival.
Uma ngabe ungenakugobeka, ungenakutsheleka, ungenakusizakala, hayi musukusimpintsha nathi, sifuna ukuyikhonzela uJesu wethu.
If you're not prepared to submit and bow and change, then leave us in this message. We want to live this life.
Uma wena ungafuna ungena ngomnyango ungena ngamawindi. Hayi, thina sifuna ungena ngomnyango lona oshiwo uJesu, sifumane nelidlelo. Sifuna ukuba kuleli dlelo, asifuni ukuba sogwadule ehlane.
Maybe you prefer to climb in through the window rather than coming through the door. We want to enter in through this door, which is the Lord Jesus, and then find that pasture that He's prepared for us.
Futhi nina ke nje ninenizingane nje. Uthi sengaqhamuka nositshela imtheshwana yenu la. Hayi siyekeni nini.
And you who are still children, do you want to now come and tell us your ideas and you want to change things according to your way of looking at it?
Uma ubona indlela yokumkhonza kwakho uNkulunkulu ingcono kunale ofundiswa wona nesifundiswa yona, siyeke sixege sikhonzele uJesu wethu ngendlela le esifundiswe yona emvuselelweni.
If you think you know better and you've got a better method of worship and serving God than what we have, well, good, go and do it your way, but leave us to grow old in this gospel that God has shown us.
Ukubalekile nje ukufuneka nikwazi ukuthi ngeke sivumele kwasezweni kungene la ngoba sekukhona nina.
Now one thing you must know for sure, we will not allow the world to come in to the church just because you are here.
Noma ngaba nabaluleki benu bangaphandle kwezinye indawo ngeke sikuvume la endaweni ngaba umfundisi ukuthi ningenza umathanda wenu. Hayi siyekeni nje kulokho.
And even though you might be counseled by your counselors outside how things should be done, we will not allow it to be done here at this mission of Reverend Stegan. We will do it as we have been taught. We won't go your way.
Ndlela nalisango linye amaningi makukuhlula ukwenza kanjalo. Hayi stedele sikhonze inkosi ngumsa kaNkulunkulu.
Here is the door, it's open, you can enter in, but if you don't want to do it, leave us alone.
Angeke ubuzwe ubumnandi baleli vangeli uma usashe. Angeke ubuzwe ubumnandi baleli vangeli uma anlazi. Angeke ubuzwe ubumnandi baleli vangeli uma usashe. Angeke ubuzwe ubumnandi baleli vangeli uma usashe. Usasheba. Umusasheba.
One of the standards
that I call any chorus of wood.
Let's rather pray before I start another chorus.
Our Father in heaven,
Have mercy on us.
Iba nomusa kithi Nkosi.
Be gracious to us, Lord.
Saphiwe inhlanhla, saphiwe ivangeli.
We were granted such a privilege by receiving this gospel.
Ivangeli elihlanzekile, ivangeli elimahlukanisayo umuntu nesono.
This pure gospel which separates from sin.
Sahluka saba ngabangafani abalelizwe.
We were different and we became different to those in this world.
Indlela yokwenza, indlela yokuphila, indlela yokuhamba kwethu yahluka.
Our way of life, our way of doing things, everything changed. Your Holy Spirit worked, Lord, through revival in our lives. And even now, Lord, we pray that He would be at work and no other spirit. Oh Lord, come and expel everything from our midst that would disturb your working. Lord, we want to enter in through that door. We want to enter in through you. And find that pasture that you have prepared. Your word tells us you are the good shepherd. You gave your life for your sheep. And you lead your sheep into that pasture that they might find pasture and
grazing.
Lord, that is what we desire, to be there where you are, because that is a wonderful green pasture. Lord, we don't want to be anywhere
else.
Lord, we don't want to be out in the world, whether we're physically there or even through our
design.
And even though we find ourselves in the world, may it be absolutely clear we are not of the world. Help us, Lord, to walk aright. Help us to live for you. Help us, Lord, to walk uprightly. That we might not allow the least of this world to enter in. That we may not lose this fountain of life that you've granted. Us. Please continue with us also in this day. At the start of this week. Please lead us, Lord, through your Holy Spirit. And lead us into all the truth. And may it be visible that your grace is constantly with us. Your love, Lord Jesus, may it fill and saturate our hearts. And may we experience the fellowship of the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us. For we ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.